Welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2.1 Profile Migration Revert. Today's presenter is Max Terpalili. Max Terpalili is an advisory software engineer who joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 team about 8 years ago. He works closely with customers and development to drive WPG products to succeed in the marketplace. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Max.
Thank you, Valerie. Today's presentation is going to be quite short, actually. And it is a follow-up of a presentation that I did last year concerning migrating profiles, WPG profiles, from WAS 6.1.0 to WAS version 7. Well, with this presentation, we're going to see the other way around. That is, we're going to show how WebSphere Partner Gateway, as well as the Deployment Manager profiles, which had been previously migrated to WebSphere Application Server 6.1.0 to 7, can be reverted back to 6.1.0. And in order to do that, we're going to use the WAS migration wizard. So we can move on to slide number 2. This is the agenda, which basically tells us what we're going to see in the presentation. And we will be discussing the following items. The profile revert, which of course is going to include the stop of the WPG artifacts in WAS 7. Then we're going to follow on with reverting the hub profile. After that, the Deployment Manager profile. And then there are some optional steps, which I would definitely recommend because they will just keep your setup clean and without any, things that you don't need anymore once you revert the profiles back to the older system. These optional steps are removing the hub and the Deployment Manager profiles as they were in WAS 7, then validate and update the WAS 7 registry, and the physical delete of both hub and Deployment Manager profiles from the file system itself. Once you do that, you basically eliminated all the artifacts that were in WAS 7, and you're ready to start WPG artifacts in WAS 10, WAS 6.1.0. At the very bottom of the agenda, from slide 10 to 18, there is also a lab, which is probably the most interesting part, because it will actually show with screenshots the actual operation that can be performed in your system. So let's move on to slide number 3. Okay, so here we're going to use the BCG user to stop the WPG servers, the node agents, and then the Deployment Manager in WAS 7. So the purpose is we're going to stop everything that is running in WAS 7, because we're just going to remove our WPG artifacts from this system and going back to 6.1.0. So let's move to slide number 4. And the first action that we're going to take is to revert the hub profile first. And in order to do that, we're going to use the BCG Hub revert migrate script. And we're going to provide also the WPG Hub home location as a parameter. So let's move on to slide number 5. Once we revert the hub profile, the next one, of course, is going to be the deployment manager profile. The script that we're going to use is still the same. So actually, it is the BCG DMGR revert migrate. We previously used the BCG Hub revert migrate for the hub, so we're going to use the BCG DMGR revert migrate script for reverting the deployment manager profile. And there is one parameter that we need to provide the script, and that is the home location of the WPG deployment manager. Move on to the next slide, slide number 6. And here we're entering what we mentioned earlier as optional steps, but really recommended to keep your system clean. So we're going to remove all WPG profiles under the WAS7 environment, and this is done by running the manage profiles script, and we're going to supply a couple of parameters. The first parameter, of course, is the delete, and then the actual profile name. So with this operation, we're going to remove the WPG profiles in the WAS7 environment. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 7. Another optional step, which is the validation and the update of the WAS registry. In order to do that, we're going to use the manager profile script. And there is only one parameter, which is the validate and update registry parameter. Of course, as you can see from the path, the script is taken off of the application server version 7 path. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 8. A new and actually the last optional step, which is the delete of WPG profiles in the WAS7 system. We're going to use again the manage profiles script, and the two parameters that we're going to supply is delete and the profile name that we want to delete. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide, slide number 9. At this point, we log in as a BCG user and to start the WPG environment in the old environment, old new environment, if you will, since we reverted back to WAS 6.0. So the operations are quite the same. You start the deployment manager first, and then you start the node agents, and you will be starting the BCG MAS, and then the WPG application servers. Let's move on to slide number 10. And this is basically the second part of the presentation, which is basically the actual lab, and where it shows the screenshots that I took during an actual profile revert in the test. So we are now on slide 11, and before reverting the profiles, as we saw in the lecture before, the first thing that we need to do is to stop all WPG artifacts in WAS7. That is, for a distributed setup, we're going to stop all the WPG servers. Then we're going to stop the BCG mass server. We stop the node agents. And lastly, we stop the deployment manager. So at this stage, all WPG artifacts are stopped in WAS7. So let's move to the next slide, slide number 12. First, we're going to revert the WPG hub profile. And as you can see in the screenshot, we're going to use the command BCG hub revert migrate script. And you can see the parameter right after the script, which is the path that is leading to the WPG product hub home location. So let's move on to the next slide, slide number 13. The next step, once we remove the hub profile, the next step is going to be, once we reverted the hub profile, the next step is going to be reverting the deployment manager profile. And as shown in the screenshot, we're going to use the command BCG DMGR revert migrate, and then the location of the WPG deployment manager home. And in the screenshot, I just used, you know, what is the default. Those names are, of course, configurable. I just took the defaults as the system provides it. So let's move on to the next slide, slide number 14. And these are the screenshots of the optional steps. The first optional step is the remove the hub and the deployment manager profile in the WAS7 environment. We're going to use the command the manager profiles script, which is located in the application server 7 bin directory, and we're going to provide two parameters, the delete parameter and then the profile name with the actual profile name that we want to remove. And as you can see in the screenshot, we provided first the profile name of the hub, and then the second one, the one at the bottom, is the profile name of the deployment manager. So let's move on to the next slide, slide number 15. The second optional step is to validate and update the WAS7 registry. And in order to do that, we're going to use the command manager profiles and provide the delete and the profile name. Sorry, the manager profile and then the parameter validate and update registry. Wasn't reading correctly in the screenshot. So with this, basically, we're going to remove the WPG entries in the WAS7 registry. So let's move on to slide number 16, which is which takes us to the last optional steps, which is the removal of both the hub and the deployment manager profiles in the file system, which is basically a physical removal of the files, the actual profiles. As you can see, there are BCG DMGR, which is the deployment manager profile, and the BCG profile underscore 620 underscore STM. So you basically click on those two profiles and just delete them from the system. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 17. At this point, we removed what used to be the WPG environment in WAS7, and everything that was in there has been reverted back to the 610 location. So we're now ready to start the WPG environment in the 610 platform. And as we did before, we're going to start the deployment manager first. Then we're going to start the node agents, then the BCG mass server, and then start the WPG servers. We can go to the next slide. And in here, you have some references that you want to check out about the WST webcasts, or you can see the webcast podcasts, and you can see the links after each point. Or you can join the global WebSphere community. You can visit the IBM IEA, the Education Assistant, and to view the webcast replay with all the step-by-step instructions, you can reference the associated link. And you can also sign up to receive the weekly technical My Notification emails. Valerie, I think it's back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Max, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the products and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with subject WebSphere WSTE subscribe to get a list of mailing and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You can also connect with us through our Facebook and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Max, for presenting.
You're welcome.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation.